Next up, Speak Up's Movie of the Month.
British drama film The Children Act is based on a novel by Ian McEwan, who adapted his book into its screenplay. The 10th film, based on one of McEwan's stories, the title refers to a piece of UK legislation introduced in 1989 that was designed to ensure that children under 18 are protected by the law, even if that is contrary to parents' wishes. The film, directed by Richard Eyre, was inspired by a number of real-life cases that were tried by Alan Ward, a prominent former judge. Most courtroom dramas centre on the criminal courts, but as Ian McEwan explained, the family courts are where the real drama is.
I was at Alan Ward's house for dinner one night, and there were a few other judges sitting around the table, and what surprised and amused me was the extent to which they knew each other's judgments, and they teased each other, and they quoted each other. Sometimes there are conflicting interests that collide, and a decision has to be made. And I thought, what a treasure this is.
McEwan reimagined Ward as a female character, Fiona May, played by Oscar-winning actor Emma Thompson. May is a prominent judge in the High Court of Justice. Her job is to judge difficult cases, often involving children. Each presents an impossible moral dilemma, and to remain objective, a certain emotional distance is, for May, crucial. Yet when things start to fall apart in her marriage, she begins to make unusual professional decisions. With one case involving a 17-year-old Jehovah Witness who is suffering from leukemia and refusing treatment, she takes the unorthodox step of visiting him in hospital. As Thompson explained, Judge May is surprised by what she finds.
She expects a child who's been sheltered and perhaps not very well educated. I think she has assumptions that are blown away by this flame of life that she encounters. She's someone who sits in court above everyone. Very difficult not to feel omnipotent in such a situation. And suddenly, when he faces her, she has none of that, and she doesn't know what to do. It's one of those strange borders where your personal life's very unbalanced, and then suddenly within the professional life, you're also faced with an extremely challenging personal relationship.
The film crew went to great lengths to recreate an authentic law court and reenact its proceedings. Sir Alan Ward acted as legal consultant on the movie, and Thompson had unprecedented access behind the scenes at London's Old Bailey, the name commonly given to the Central Criminal Court of England and Wales, after the street on which it stands. The actor described the experience as a privilege.
Backstage at the Bailey and in those places, only judges and their clerks are allowed to walk on the red carpet. It's extraordinary. The arcane hierarchies within that system are amazing. They are these godlike creatures in their robes walking around with this extraordinary power, and hardly any women have that kind of power. So you're playing something very unusual.
The UK has one of the lowest numbers of female judges in Europe, and Thompson was impressed by the superhuman way that both female and male judges ran their personal and professional lives.
I watched them in action and I talked to them afterwards. They listen with their whole bodies. It's determined listening. So you can understand why Silks could get a bit nervous. It's their task to listen and then calibrate and recalibrate the information that's coming in. To combine that sense of power with compassion, with bringing up four children, for instance, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and doing all the work so that she can see the children off to school. They are superhuman.